Kleine Warden, Episode 6, Modal Particles, Modal Particles. These are the little words Dutch sprinkles into sentences that carry no information whatsoever and change everything. They don't translate. Dictionaries are unhelpful about them, and leaving them out is the single loudest thing a foreigner does in Dutch. Because here's the problem. Without them, you don't sound neutral. You sound blunt. A bare Dutch imperative is an order. The particles are what turn an order back into a request. Start with even. It means briefly, just for a second. And it converts any demand into a small favor. Kom hier. Kom even hier. Come here. Come here a sec. The first one is what you say to a dog. The second is what you say to a colleague. One word, and the whole social temperature changes. Next, maar. As a conjunction, it means but. As a particle, it means go ahead, feel free. It takes the pressure off. Ga zitten. Ga maar zitten. Sit down. Have a seat. Again, the first is an instruction, the second is hospitality. And you'll hear maar constantly in late maar, never mind, and zeg het maar, which is what a shopkeeper says when it's your turn. Then eens, it lowers the stakes of a suggestion. Just give it a go, no commitment. Probeer het eens. Just try it. In speech, it almost always gets slurred down to N's or A's, so what you'll actually hear is more like probeer het eens. Don't go hunting for the full form. It's rarely there. Now toch, which is the hardest and the most useful. At the end of a sentence, it's a tag asking for confirmation. The English right, or isn't it? Je komt toch? You're coming, right? Mid-sentence it shifts to anyway. Still or after all. A small push back against something. Ik doe het toch? I'm doing it anyway. Same word. And the position in the sentence is what tells you which reading you're getting. Two quick ones. Jun means ordinary. But as a particle, it flattens complication. It tells you to stop overthinking. The verbal shrug. Doe het gewoon. Just do it. And dan, literally then, injects urgency or impatience when it lands in an imperative. Kom dan. Come on. That's not the time word than from the grammar season. Same three letters, completely different job. Now the part nobody tells you. Particles stack. You can put three or four in one short sentence, and the order is rigidly fixed by a grammar no native speaker can state out loud, but every native speaker enforces. The rough sequence is nu, maar, eens, even toch. Kom nou eens even hier, joh. Come on, just come here a sec, would you? Four particles and a vocative in a sentence whose actual content is two words long. Shuffle that order, and it doesn't become wrong exactly. It becomes strange, in a way a Dutch person will notice and won't be able to explain. Learn the sequence as a chant. No, mar, eens, even, toch. Is this worth your time at A2? Yes, and more than most grammar, because the cost of skipping it is social, rather than grammatical. Every sentence you produce without particles is technically correct and slightly rude. Add even and mar to your imperatives, and you will immediately sound less like a form and more like a person. You don't need all 10. Start with even and mer. Those two alone will carry you a long way. Today's Bruegel proverb, which uses mar in its ordinary, boring conjunction sense, just to keep you honest. Een grote lantaarn, maar een klein licht. Een grote lantaarn, maar een klein licht. Literally, a big lantern, but a small light. Meaning, all show and no substance. Someone who talks a great deal and knows very little. Example. Mooie presentatie, maar een grote lantaarn en een klein licht. Nice presentation, but there was nothing in it. That's episode 6. Fijne avond nog.